Good morning, everybody. Just doing a gentle reminder, we are close to the 7 o'clock hour. We are streaming live.
Welcome, everyone, to the May 27th, 2021 Board of Forestry special meeting. For the record, I'm Jim Kelly, Chair. We are live streaming this meeting on YouTube. And to make sure our viewers online can follow along with today's meeting, I'll review some meeting best practices to keep us on track. Board members, please silence cell phones and try to limit any background noises. Please keep your video on for the entire meeting to help us all stay engaged with each other in this virtual environment. I encourage you to speak up if you have any questions and identify yourself for the record, or you can use the raise hand feature and I will call on you. If you experience any technical issues, don't hesitate to use the chat function on Zoom to connect with our ODF support team during the meeting. With this being a brief meeting, no public testimony will be available. However, I would like to remind the public tuning in today that there will be opportunities in the near future to provide comment for the board discussions on the state forester recruitment process. Any questions? If none, I will perform a roll call to confirm we have a quorum. Carla Chambers?
Here.
Ben Dumling?
Here.
Chandra Ferrari?
Here.
Joe Justice?
I'm here.
Brenda McComb?
Here.
And myself, Jim Kelly. Okay, we can move on. Today we are meeting to deliberate on the direct appointment for the acting state forester. I will begin with asking board members if they have any questions regarding the direct appointment process before we discuss the candidate. If during our discussion you have any specific process questions, we do have representatives from the Department of Justice, the Governor's Office, and department staff available. So, any questions to start on this process? So, as board members know, our candidate is Nancy Hirsch, and she is available. So, if there are any comments from board members or from Jason from the governor's office, would be the time to discuss that, and otherwise the next step will be to make a motion.
Jim, this is Joe. Joe Justice, board member. I'll make a comment. I just like to say, you know, as working as a landowner rep in Oregon for the last couple of decades, and having the chance before I got on the Board of Forestry to work with and see Nancy work, I've always been impressed and respected her work over the years. You know, I believe continuity is a really important thing that we need right now with the department, especially going into a fire season. And of course, all the important work that this department is taking on in the near term. And I think I can't say enough about that level of continuity. And I think that Nancy will bring that. I think Nancy is well respected, certainly by myself, by many landowners that have worked with her. And I guess I support Nancy Hirsch being appointed as the acting state forester. And I guess I would urge my other board members to also support her. Thank you.
Great. Other board member comments?
Jim, I have had substantial feedback on Nancy Hirsch and substantial outreach from different constituencies. And there is nothing but just, you know, significant praise for her, you know, ability to handle tough situations, and she's very practical, substantial experience, and without reservation, people that know her and that I respect their judgment say she will do a phenomenal job in the interim. So I am very appreciative that she would be willing to do this, and we just appreciate her leadership.
Other comments?
Yeah, I'd just like to echo both Carla and Joe's comments. This is Brenda McComb. In addition to continuity, which I agree with Joe, that continuity is essential, there also are some emerging issues that we're dealing with, and we need to make sure that those emerging issues continue to move forward in a timely manner. And I've also spoken with colleagues who have expressed support for Nancy being able to not only develop that, maintain that continuity, but also pay attention to some of the emerging issues that we have.
Great. Any other comments?
This is Ben Daimling. I just want to call attention to, I will echo what everyone else has said, in the affirmative for Nancy Hirsch. I'm excited to for this opportunity. But I would just like to call attention to the fact that she has offered to be acting forester through October, I think, which gives us a realistic, but I think fairly tight timeline to recruit and choose a new forester. And I just wanted to call attention to that in this meeting. That's while doable, I think that is a big lift. And I think I fully respect Nancy in saying, giving us a hard and fast end date to her term. And I think we need to all realize that we need to make sure to have someone in place in October.
Ben, I'll have to comment on that. There is no agreement with Nancy on a timeline. And it's not in our, we're not really supposed to do that. So that is not an agreement. I think we all would agree that we are going to work with appropriate due diligence and speed so that Nancy is not in this position longer than she'd really like to be. But that's just a clarification. Any other
comments? Thank you for that clarification.
You bet. Other comments?
Yeah, Chair, I have a couple. I'd just like to echo what everyone else has said as well. I support Nancy. She clearly has vast experience in this realm. She is committed to giving Oregonians the continuity of service that we've discussed, and she's really clear that there are a number of priorities that need to be pushed through in this interim. But to that end, you know, it sounded to me like it would be really valuable for her to be able to have a conversation with appropriate parties related to what those priorities might be over this short term, and to have some level of assurance that there would be appropriate resources and funding available to achieve those things in the near term. And that seems like something that we should be able to give her. And I would like her to have that clarity.
Thank you. Any other comments? If not, I would see.
Chair Kelly, I'll just, Jason Minor, Governor's office, for the record. Sorry. Great. To, at your invitation, appreciate the opportunity to say, I too am very appreciative of Nancy's candidacy and her willingness to serve. I'm appreciative of the board for working through this process. And, you know, just on a personal note, I know I worked with Nancy through the Tetco Bar fire and the Eagle Creek fire, and, you know, deeply appreciated her leadership at that time. Thanks.
Thank you, Jason. It appears that somebody wants to go for a little walk. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact that there's been strong support from the governor's office for Nancy. And of course, I can only echo everything that everybody else has said. All of the input that I have received is just like what the rest of you have gotten. So with that, I would seek a motion.
I would so move, Chairman Kelly, to appoint Nancy Hirsch as our interim state forester for the state of Oregon.
Okay. And I would second that motion, Chair Kelly.
Joe Justice seconds. In that case, I would like to call for a vote. All those in favor of appointing Nancy Hirsch as acting state forester, Let's do it one by one here. On a roll call, Carla Chambers?
Yes.
Ben Dumling?
Yes.
Chandra Ferrari?
Yes.
Joe Justice?
Aye.
Brenda McComb?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. So the majority vote by the board carries the motion. And with this consensus by the board, the motion fully carries. And I would like, I believe Nancy is online with us. And so I think it would be appropriate to ask Nancy if she would accept this appointment. Are you there, Nancy?
Good morning, Chair Kelly, members of the board, Nancy Hersher.
Great. So did you hear my question? Are you willing to accept this appointment as acting state forester?
Chair Kelly, members of the board, I graciously, happily accept this appointment and look forward to the opportunity to continue working with all of you. Given the conversations we've had this week and the vote of confidence here today, I'm extremely excited and honored to be back and serve with the strong folks that exist within the department. I probably got one vote of confidence this morning in full transparency that it perhaps is the most important to me. I have had some vacation planning to spend time with my parents. And I held off till late last night to send them a note that things might, you know, alter that. But my mom has assured me this morning that she has my back 100%. So I can feel at ease with the opportunities and serious work that we have in front of us. Thank you.
Well, if we've got you and your mom in support, we're in good shape. I would want to just give you a message that although this is a temporary appointment, we've got a lot of work and we want you to be strong. We want you to be bold. We want you to do the work that we've all come to the position of judging that you can do and do a good job. So don't be bashful. Get out there and do it. So I'd like to thank board members for coming together to make this decision so early today. And also want to thank all of those who have attended this virtual special meeting. But before I adjourn this meeting, I wanted to take a moment and express my deepest gratitude to the departing state forester, Peter Dougherty. His years of service and accomplishments as state forester, and before that as a private forest division chief, are much appreciated by the board. We know the job that you've had is just the definition of a thankless job. And that's why we want to make a real effort here to thank you. We understand there may be better ways to depart, but nonetheless, know your work for the department, the state, and for Oregonians is recognized and valued. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for your attendance.
Thank you.